Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Anxiety, a Step-by-Step Program by William J. Nouse, ED, is a practical self-help workbook grounded in cognitive behavioral therapy and rational emotive behavior therapy. Published by New Harbinger, it belongs to the structured anxiety workbook tradition rather than the general inspirational self-help category. Its purpose is to help readers identify anxiety-producing thoughts, test their accuracy, tolerate uncomfortable feelings, and translate insight into changed behavior. The book is organized as an active program, using exercises, worksheets, and stepwise reflection, rather than presenting CBT only as theory. Nouse focuses on anxiety as a pattern maintained by cognition, avoidance, emotional intolerance, and ineffective problem solving. The workbook is also attentive to overlapping issues such as perfectionism and other emotional difficulties that can intensify anxiety. It is designed for individual use, but its format also makes it suitable as a companion to counseling or therapy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Anxiety is treated as a learnable pattern rather than a fixed trait. A central strength of the workbook is its framing of anxiety as a set of patterns that can be identified, challenged, and modified. Rather than treating anxious experience as mysterious or purely biological, Nouse emphasizes the interaction between thoughts, emotional arousal, body sensations, and avoidance behaviors. This is consistent with CBT practice, where anxiety is often maintained by predictions of threat, exaggerated estimates of danger, and underestimates of personal coping ability. The workbook format matters because it asks readers to observe their own patterns instead of passively accepting explanations. By writing down anxious thoughts and linking them to emotional and behavioral consequences, readers can see how anxiety becomes self-reinforcing. This approach does not deny that anxiety can feel automatic or intense. Instead, it introduces the idea that automatic reactions can still be examined after they occur and gradually interrupted before they dominate behavior. The practical implication is important. Improvement depends less on waiting to feel calm and more on learning how anxiety operates in ordinary decisions, habits, and interpretations. Secondly, CBT and RET methods are combined to challenge anxiety-producing beliefs. The book draws from both cognitive behavioral therapy and rational emotive behavior therapy, two closely related traditions that focus on the role of thinking in emotional distress. CBT typically teaches readers to examine evidence for anxious predictions, generate alternative explanations, and test feared outcomes through action. RET adds a sharper focus on rigid beliefs, especially demands, catastrophizing, low frustration tolerance, and global self-judgment. Nouse uses these traditions to help readers move beyond simply noticing negative thoughts toward disputing the assumptions that give those thoughts emotional force. For example, anxious thinking often contains hidden rules such as I must perform perfectly or uncertainty would be unbearable. The workbook approach encourages readers to identify these beliefs, question their logic, and replace them with more flexible appraisals. This is not positive thinking in a superficial sense. The aim is to develop more accurate, less absolutist thinking that supports effective behavior. The value of combining CBT and RET-P is that it addresses both specific anxious predictions and the deeper evaluative habits that repeatedly produce them. Thirdly, emotional tolerance is developed through practice rather than reassurance. A notable feature of the workbook is its attention to emotional tolerance. Many anxiety resources focus heavily on relaxation or thought correction, but Nouse also emphasizes the need to remain functional while anxious feelings are present. This distinction is clinically important because reassurance can reduce distress temporarily while leaving avoidance patterns unchanged. Emotional tolerance means learning that discomfort, uncertainty, and physical arousal can be endured without immediately escaping, checking, delaying, or seeking certainty. The workbook supports this through structured exercises that help readers observe anxiety, label it, and continue with chosen behavior despite its presence. This approach aligns with the broader CBT principle that anxiety decreases most reliably when people stop treating it as an emergency. It also makes the program more realistic because many readers cannot eliminate anxiety before taking necessary action. By practicing tolerance, they learn that feelings are signals, not commands. The benefit is a gradual shift from trying to control every internal reaction to building confidence in the ability to act effectively while uncomfortable. Fourthly, behavioral activation and problem solving turn cognitive insight into action. The workbook does not present anxiety management as a purely mental exercise. It includes behavioral strategies such as problem solving, planned action, and behavioral activation, which are essential because anxiety often narrows behavior. When people are anxious, they may postpone tasks, withdraw from responsibilities, overprepare, or avoid decisions. These behaviors can feel protective in the short term, but they often preserve the belief that situations are dangerous or unmanageable. Nouse addresses this by encouraging readers to define problems concretely, separate solvable issues from imagined threats, and take manageable steps toward resolution. Behavioral activation is especially relevant when anxiety overlaps with discouragement, low motivation, or depression like withdrawal. By scheduling constructive action, readers gather evidence that they can influence their circumstances even before they feel fully confident. This bridges the gap between cognitive change and lived experience. The reasoning is practical revised thoughts become credible when they are tested through behavior. Without action, cognitive restructuring can remain abstract. With action, it becomes a method for rebuilding competence. Lastly, values-based action helps address perfectionism and anxious avoidance. Nouse includes values-based action as a way to move anxiety work beyond symptom reduction. This is significant because anxious avoidance is often driven not only by fear but also by perfectionism, self-pressure, and the belief that action is acceptable only when success is guaranteed. Values-based action asks readers to consider what matters enough to pursue even when anxiety is present. In this context, values are not vague ideals. They function as decision guides when fear urges retreat. For a perfectionistic reader, this can mean choosing progress over flawless performance, engagement over endless preparation, or honest effort over self-protective delay. The method helps counter the anxiety trap in which life becomes organized around preventing discomfort rather than pursuing meaningful aims. It also complements CBT and REBT by giving cognitive work a behavioral direction. Challenging a perfectionistic belief is useful, but acting in line with a chosen value gives the challenge practical weight. This makes the workbook more than a collection of calming techniques. It aims to restore broader functioning and personal agency. In conclusion, the Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Anxiety is best suited for readers who want a structured, exercise-based approach to anxiety rather than a broad overview of mental health. It may be especially useful for people new to CBT, readers who recognize patterns of worry and avoidance, and clients who want a workbook to use alongside therapy. Mental health professionals may also find it useful as a recommendation for clients who benefit from written exercises between sessions. Its practical benefit lies in making anxiety visible as a sequence of thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors that can be worked with systematically. Intellectually, it introduces core CBT and REBT ideas without requiring professional training. Compared with larger anxiety workbooks that cover many diagnoses in encyclopedic fashion, this book stands out for its step-by-step focus and its integration of belief disputation, emotional tolerance, problem-solving, behavioral activation, and values-guided action. It is not a substitute for professional care when anxiety is severe, disabling, or linked to complex conditions, but it offers a realistic self-help structure. Its distinguishing feature is the combination of cognitive precision and practical exercises aimed at changing daily behavior, not merely understanding anxiety in theory. If you would like to support William J. Nouse, ed.D., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.